Well, it has all the elements of a screenplay or a Hollywood blockbuster. It's, of course, the Prism Programme and those US links. And the man behind the leaks, which revealed the Prism Programme to the world, has checked out of his Hong Kong hotel room this morning. Edward Snowden's whereabouts now unknown. The programme involves the US government gathering huge volumes of data from internet companies. All types of data are being gathered, and it's widely viewed as a significant breach of people's privacy. The affair could have widespread implications, most notably to EU-US trade negotiations, which are taking place. The European Commission's Vice President, Viviane Reding, is set to raise the issue again at an EU-US meeting, which is planned in Dublin on Thursday. The Commission spokeswoman is Mina Andreeva, and she's on the line. Good morning.
Good morning.
How important is the US respecting the European Union's privacy law to the European Commission this week in particular, with all of this coming up, Mina?
Well, in the European Union, the protection of personal data is a fundamental right, which is described in our EU Charter for Fundamental Rights, so our Bill of Rights, if you want. The respect of fundamental rights and the rule of law are the foundation of the EU-US relationship. We see already today that around 70% of EU citizens are concerned that their personal data held by companies could be used for a purpose other than the one for which it was collected. So I think that this Prism scandal is likely to reinforce this shaken trust of EU citizens, and it would be in the interest of US companies as well to make sure that citizens trust the digital economy and the digital services, because otherwise they will not be likely to give away their data. And we know data is the currency of today's digital economy.
If the US continues to stand over the Prism program, which sees it harvest this vast amount of data, is it something which could potentially present issues before the EU striking a deal with the US on trade negotiations?
I think it is very clear that data protection will not be part of the negotiations on a free trade agreement, because data protection is a fundamental right. This is not about technical standards, and the European Commission is not ready to lower its standards of protection. Therefore, it is very clear that this will not be part of the free trade negotiations. We're negotiating data protection on a separate track with the United States. From March 2011, Vice President Reding, the EU's Justice Chief, has been mandated to negotiate a general agreement with the United States on protecting personal data in the field of police and judicial cooperation. So this is the right track. And in parallel, the European Union is working on its own strong EU data protection rules to update what we have already since 1995, however, when the internet was still in its infancy. So we are updating our own rules to make them better for the citizens. And we are also working with the United States to strike the right deal that grants high level of protection to EU and US citizens alike.
Are you concerned, is the Commission concerned, that internet companies based in the European Union are being subject to the Prism programme, that data which they are handling on behalf of EU citizens could be subject to the Prism programme? Is that a point of concern for the Commission which it's likely to raise with the US government?
The European Commission is indeed very concerned about possible consequences on EU citizens' privacy, and we will seek more details on these issues from the US authorities. Vice President Reding will travel to Dublin on the 13th of June, and there is the EU-US Ministerial Summit on Thursday and Friday, where she will address this with her American counterparts. But let's be clear, this legal issue is not a new one. The European Commission has been raising this with the US authorities within the negotiations of the EU-US Data Protection Agreement already since almost 2 years, because we have been saying that whereas in the US legal system only US citizens and residents benefit from constitutional safeguards, in the European Union everyone's personal data and the confidentiality of their communications are protected as a fundamental right.
Yeah,
so
you
it
say,
doesn't depend on nationality.
You say it's not new, but you would admit that those concerns are bound to have been significantly heightened in the past week or so with the revelations in The Guardian about exactly what the US government has been up to.
Indeed, it is interesting that now this scandal makes itself to the media, although, as I say, the last time the Commission raised this, it was in April. Nobody seemed to take note of this. I think this case very clearly shows that we need a legal framework for the protection of personal data, and this is not a luxury or not a constraint. This is a necessity, and this is about protecting the fundamental rights of our citizens. This is exactly the spirit of the EU's data protection reform, and this is the spirit of our negotiations with the United States on a data protection agreement.
You say the Vice President of the Commission, Viviane Reding, is to raise the issue with her counterparts in the US. At how high a level will that happen? Because the Attorney General in the US, Eric Holder, is in Dublin on the 13th. Are discussions likely to go as high as that?
Indeed, the Vice President is intending to raise this issue with U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder, as she did already last April in Washington.
Okay. Mina Andreeva, European Commission spokeswoman, thank you for joining us this morning. The time now is approaching 26 minutes after 7.